Welcome to the St. George's Leeds Sermon Podcast. We hope you enjoy the talk.
My name is Enid and I was baptised as a baby. Went to Sunday school and then a Church of England primary school. There I learnt about God, but didn't know I could have a relationship with Jesus or understand what it really was to follow him. I became a Christian as an adult and was confirmed 6 weeks before I got married and have been an active church member ever since. My greatest sadness is not having any children, but through prayer I discerned that God intended me to work and be the best person I could for him in the workplace. I felt assured and continued to be reassured by this Bible verse from Jeremiah 29. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. We can think we have a plan for our lives, but it isn't always God's will. I love the hymn Servant King for reminding us even Jesus prayed, not my will but yours, and asking us to follow him day by day. This is our God, the Servant King. He calls us now to follow him and bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the Servant King. So I set out to serve God through the NHS, and Jesus became my role model. I tried to serve my staff and patients in a way that supported everyone's health and well-being. People could see I had a different approach to leadership. I continued this for many years, and it did give me hope and a future. I separated from my husband, and over the years, my life became more and more about work. Eventually, I recognised my spiritual life was dwindling. Sunday worship no longer recharging my batteries, so I made the difficult decision to leave my local church in early 2019. I had a summer enjoying my now free Sundays, but continued my personal Bible study and prayer. God gently reminded me I needed to be part of a worshipping community, but other churches didn't seem right either. God sent me a message through a retired clergyman and his wife I bumped into again, and they suggested St. George's. A couple of months later, I walked into this church and it was an hallelujah day that changed my life. Soon after making a commitment to St. G's, the world closed down because of COVID. I joined the after-service coffee club on Zoom and loved it because I found the people I met were so inspirational in our troubled world. In contrast, I found it difficult to work from home using Zoom and felt isolated and bored. So I retired a year later. I knew the time was right. I could not settle into retirement. I miss work for the chat in the office, the sense of clear purpose, and also the identity it gave me. I lost my confidence in my ability to do many things. I felt like I had lived my best life while working and was questioning God about what he wanted me to do to fill the gap. My prayers didn't seem to be answered. But one Sunday, I went home inspired by the preaching. I think it was a series on what it means to be a child of God. I copied this Bible verse into my prayer diary from 1 John chapter 5. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. My prayer included, keep me praying in the midst of my doubts. Make me honest in my frustrations because you are always there. Influence my decisions and touch my life with your unconditional love. I am your child and you love me just the way I am. I pray for me to play my part in bringing others to you. Amen. Shortly after that, there was a squad preach, and one of the Bible quotes was from Matthew 6. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well. In other words, get your priorities right and everything will flow from there. From that point, I knew God was listening. I listened back and he nudged me to join in church life a bit more. I have been in two small groups, and each one has brought different insights into what it means to be a follower of Jesus and be thankful in any circumstances. Another joy has been joining the walking group. It challenges me physically, but the other people in the group are amazing. We walk and talk and help each other out when the going gets tough. We can talk about life and faith in the midst of God's creation. Slowly, I regained confidence in who I was, and that a child of God, I am loved, and I don't have to do anything. This set me free. The loving feedback I received from God and his people helped me to see the gifts I have are not grounded in the NHS, but in my faith and our Christian community. A useful Bible verse was from Corinthians chapter 12. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. God is the only constant. I went to see a church leader and we discussed my struggles and talked about my gifts to further God's kingdom. And that's how I became a volunteer at Lighthouse. I started going on Wednesdays, still not sure I had anything to offer. It soon became apparent that having a listening ear, a compassionate heart, and the ability to make people smile, often in very difficult circumstances, is something valuable. Lighthouse is a powerful example of providing unconditional love in the same way that God loves us. I now know my calling is to reflect God's love wherever I am with everyone I meet. This means bringing my life as a daily offering of worship to Jesus. Since retiring, I have learnt God knows me and what I need better than I know myself. I found my identity in God through belonging to his faithful family. This released me from the need to be doing so I could rest in the peace of God's love. Only then could I discern a new calling to serve in a different way. Jeremiah was right about there being a plan to prosper me and not to harm me and to give me hope and a future. I can now say that my best life was not when I was working, but is every day, now and in the future. The best is yet to come. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the St. George's Leeds Sermon Podcast. For more talks or information, visit stgs.org.uk.